You are listening to Dishin' and Swishin', the world of women's hoops on hoopfeed.com.
Hi, everybody. This is David Siegel welcoming you to this week's Dishin' and Swishin' podcast. And we're nearing that final stretch run in the WNBA. And, you know, everybody's been talking about Minnesota and Phoenix squaring off in the Western Conference, but the Eastern Conference is where we're going to head right now because it is wide open. You know, virtually every team that is in that conference still has an opportunity to earn a playoff spot. And the team, one of the teams that has risen to the top lately, winners of four in a row before an overtime thrilling loss this past week, is the Washington Mystics. And I'm pleased to welcome back to Dishin' and Swishin', you know, the veteran point guard of the Mystics, Kara Lawson. Kara, how you doing?
I'm good. It's exciting in the East to kind of be neck and neck with a lot of teams, and we kind of feel like the playoffs are starting a couple weeks early over here in the East because every game is important, and you've got to string good weeks together or else you can find yourself on the bottom of the conference real quick.
Well, let's start by talking about you first a little bit. It's been a little bit of a rough year for you. I know the pick has been a problem. You were sick for a while. You know, how are you feeling now? Are you getting right, gearing, rounding into shape for the playoff run?
Yeah, finally. I'm hoping everything's behind me. You're right. It's been a little bit of a rocky year, and I feel good now, and I'm hopeful that I can just continue to string good days together, quality days together in terms of practice and games. But yeah, I've just kind of been affected. It seems like every week it was something, so I'm hopeful I've got everything in my system and going to have the opportunity to help our team here down the stretch.
You know, the Mystics are a very interestingly put-together team. You've got veteran players like yourself, Mo Curry, Ivory Latta, and then you've got youngsters. You've got Emma Mieseman and, of course, the two rookies, Dolson and Hartley, and Ruffin Pratt also getting big minutes in there. And Kia Vaughn is sort of in there in the middle someplace, but it's got a mix of old and young that a lot of people weren't so sure where the team was going to head here. But, you know, it seems to happen. They're headed under Mike. They're headed to the playoffs.
I mean, you know Mike for a long time. It's what he does. I mean, he's just great at taking a bunch of players that you're not sure how they're going to fit, but there's talent. And he has a way of transforming them into teams that can win in this league. It's what he's done his whole career. And, you know, a lion's share of the credit goes to him. And, you know, Marianne Stanley and Eric Thibault, our staff, have done a really good job because, you know, he took over Washington and they had that huge turnaround last year. But then we had roster turnover this year as well. I mean, we have like six new players again. So, you know, they were able to, you know, be a 500 team a year ago, but there's a lot of new players here this year as well, a lot of new roles. And so certainly we feel like starting to put it together at the right time, but we kind of had to figure out how to play with one another. And from a rotation standpoint, you know, I think the coaching staff had to figure out what was going to be the best combinations out there.
For you personally, you are clearly somebody that works really well with Coach Thibault. What is it that makes him such a special coach in your eyes? You know, he seems to always be able to get the most out of you.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best coach I've played for in this league just because he has the ability to adapt, you know, from a day-to-day, from practices to games to who he's going to have in the lineup depending on who's there and who's not. And I think the biggest thing I appreciate about him, he doesn't really sweat the small stuff. You know, if you get to practice and someone's out because they turned an ankle yesterday, you know, he doesn't freak out. We just practice and we figure out a way of what we're going to do. Or if someone can't come back in, you know, Ivory got hit in the nose at the end of the game, like a minute left in the regulation against New York. And you know, we just kept going. I mean, who's ever there is there, and we just play, and we always have confidence, and we know he's going to put us in situations that we can succeed. So on the offensive end, he's just really good building the offense around the skills of the players that he has. So there are things that we run that, you know, we ran play for him in Connecticut, and then there's stuff that we run that that's new. You know, that's new for this group because it's a different style, or it might be the same play but with a different emphasis because maybe we don't have someone like Tina in the block like we did at Connecticut, or we don't have someone like Asia that was so good in pick and pop. So the emphasis of the play that we're running is a little bit different.
You know, one of the things that I like is, you know, you look at teams, you know, as you and I started talking about at the very beginning, July and August in particular this year are just packed with games. Things are so run together this year with the compressed season. You know, the other night I looked and, you know, L.A., now granted Parker was out, but L.A. played seven players. And, you know, that was on the front end of a back-to-back, and then they proceeded to drop the second half. You know, you look at your team, you guys have, I think it's like 10 players that are playing that average 10 minutes a game, which is pretty amazing. You know, it keeps everybody on their toes, keeps everybody knowing that they're going to contribute, and they never know when they're going to contribute.
Yeah, we have a deep group, and, Milo, Jelena Milovanovic, was going to be probably a big piece to our team. And he got a bone bruise on her knee in the first game of the season. And we're just now getting her back, and she was somebody that was probably going to be a part of the rotation as well. So we have a lot of different pieces, and I think it just goes from a matchup standpoint of who's kind of get the bigger minutes in the rotation, depending on the type of team we're playing. So the front court players, if you just take the game, Stephanie Dolson and Kia Vaughn, we played kind of our two quote-unquote fives down the stretch because New York wasn't double-teaming, and they were giving us a good advantage in the post, and then it enabled us to handle their physicality a little bit more because New York is so physical in the post. But it might be another game where we play someone, like in Indiana with Tamika Catchings playing at the four, and, you know, Dolson and Vaughn might not get as many minutes because we might want Meisman and Hawkins out there. So we have a lot of different ways that we can play it. And, I think everyone's kind of bought into the fact that we have to do it collectively. We know we don't have stars. We don't have stars on our team. We don't have somebody that we're just going to throw the ball to and say, hey, go get us a bucket when we're down, we're down one with 20 seconds left. We might be the only team in the league that doesn't have a star. So we know we have to do it collectively. And that's why I think our rotation's so deep, because that's kind of been our mind is, as a group, let's just work really hard together on both ends and try and get some wins.
You know, it was kind of amusing when you look back at it and you saw that nobody was originally chosen as an all-star on this team, yet here the team sits in second place in the East. And that goes just exactly to what you're saying about how, you know, there's only two players averaging in double figures, Latta and Curry, but, you know, you got other people in that, you know, 9.9 range, you know, that are all contributors. Now, as a friend, one of the things that I've always liked about watching you when you were here in Connecticut, seeing it up close, is the way that you've worked with some of the younger players and how you them out and talk to them and such. Now, you know, between Meisman, Hartley, and Dolson in particular, focusing on those three first, the growth over the course of this season that I've seen, you know, is pretty impressive.
You know, they are all fantastic talents. Meisman is only 1 year old, so she'd be a college senior this year if she were American. She is a player that is, you know, along Hartley, they're probably our two most complete players in that they can impact the game in every way. I mean, Meisman, I think, leads our team in steals from the spot. She can block shots. She can score. She can rebound. She is a high-level passer, just like Stephanie is. They're both really high-level passers. And she just can do so many things. And she's, can shoot that pick-and-pop shot. She's got a lot of crafty moves under the basket. Up and unders and hooks and baseline reverse layups. So she's just kind of hard to get a hold of one-on-one. And then Hartley is somebody that, she's had your typical ups and downs as a rookie. But one area that she's been really good for us is defensively. I mean, every night, depending on who we're playing, she takes the other team's best perimeter player. And she gets locked in. So if we're playing New York, it'll be Cappy. If we're playing Atlanta, it'll be Tiffany Hayes. She locks in for us, and she's done. that. She's not intimidated by any of these players. And on the offensive end, she attacks. I mean, she's somebody that adds the necessary component to offense of being aggressive and getting into the paint. And then Steph, I love playing with Steph. I play a lot of minutes with her just by virtue of our rotation. And she is so easy to play with. I love playing two-man game with her. She sets really good screens. She's a smart player. And, you know, everyone up there in Connecticut knows how great of a personality that she is.
Now, you see in that purple hair, you see that screen coming a little bit better?
Yeah, I mean, you just see Steph coming no matter what she's just been great energy for our locker room. And, you know, Bree and Stephanie, they understand what it means to be on a team, to contribute to a winning team and a winning culture. And I think that's our group as well, even though they're rookies. The fact that they come from success and understand that they need to, buy into what coach is selling and that they need to put together, you know, winning possessions every night. And that's part of what Mike is trying to establish here. You know, we also don't have many players that have had playoff success that have gone. So he's trying to instill players that have a certain have been in winning cultures and that understand what it takes.
You know, in the month of July, you guys dropped the first couple, and then you won four in a row. And then you've gone 4-2 since. All right, let me rephrase. Let me get that right. You dropped the first couple. You went 6-2 since, including 4-0. Before dropping that OT game. Is it just a matter of getting healthy and getting used to each other, or has there been something else that seems to have clicked? I mean, you guys are shooting at a higher percentage from 3-point. The assists are up. I mean, the team just is clearly playing better overall towards the back end of this month.
You know, I just think, I just think we're starting to play a little bit better. You know, I don't think there was any one thing that changed. We had a, you know, speech or anything like that. I think we just started to lock in a little bit better. The other thing that you find that happens, you're starting with a young team. When you start to get kind of the second and third time around the schedule and you start to be a little bit more familiar with the opponent and you start to see schemes and pairs, you know, multiple times, you get a little bit more comfortable as opposed to you seeing it for the first time. And so I think there's been some of that too. We're just really confident in what we can do right now. But, you know, I don't think we're overconfident. I mean, I think we know that if we have a good week, you know, there's teams on our heels. And so I think that kind of playoff pressure, you know, these guys could come get us really quickly if we don't come to play and if we don't string some wins together.
I said it's nice to know to control your own destiny. You've got 7 games left, and they're all against teams in the East, 2 each with Chicago, New York, and Connecticut, and 1 with Indiana.
Excuse me. You're exactly right, and that's something that we talked about. We talked about, you know, there was still a lot to play for, the fact that when we were at the bottom of the conference or towards the bottom, we were going to have the opportunity to catch up. Because we had a lot of teams, we were playing a lot of the teams that were above us. And the other thing that comes into play this late in the year, which you're always mindful, it's definitely not doesn't jump ahead of standings and the importance of where you are in the standings, but it goes a long way to playoff positioning is your tiebreakers and your season series. And when we looked at the midway through the year, and we knew that we had an opportunity to win every season series left. At the rest of the regular season, we thought, hey, you know, we had a chance to really take control and really get a playoff position. So we've won the season series with Connecticut already. We have an opportunity to still win the season series with New York and with Chicago and with Indiana. And so those are going to be really big games for us down the stretch against those 3 teams.
Well, Gary, I know that if nothing else, this team is going to give it all every night. I mean, it's great to see. You know, people like you and Ivory and Monique, you know, still doing the thing that you guys do so well. And it's fun watching the youngsters play. And I got a real kick out of the way that, Bria, I've seen it before enough times that she missed the two fouls and then nailed the three against New York. Now, I'll bet you that when in the locker room postgame, though, she was pretty irritated about missing two foul shots.
Yeah, she's competitive, and she, don't forget, she made the huge bucket with less than a second left for us to actually get into overtime, and we were not even in that situation if Bria doesn't have that layup. So she really played some good defense down the stretch on Cappy and then also made some plays for us offensively. You know, all of those moments during the season where you have pressure situations and players have to make stops and have to get scores, you know, that was an opportunity for us to be exposed to that in New York on the road. And although we didn't come away with the win, there are some good pieces. There are some good things that players did in pressure situations that they can kind of build off of and have some confidence. So, it was a player that was in down the stretch that made some big plays for us. And I think that was good because we're going to see New York time. And, if we're both able to make the playoffs, we could see them again there.
Well, absolutely. I think that, the East is going to be fun all the way to the end. It may not have the brights of the Minnesota, Phoenix, L.A. type of teams, but, it's got that East grind to it, and it's something that I love to see. And, it's great to have you a part of it still and feeling good and seeing you healthy.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait for the stretch run. It's going to be really exciting. And, the East, I think we just, you're right, we don't have kind of the star power that some of the Western Conference teams have. But I think we also have the ability, being a younger team, that hopefully we can peak at the right time and, make it a good unpredictable playoff.
Thanks, Kara. Good luck to you the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you. See you in Connecticut.
All right,
soon.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks, David.